You're listening to Soap Dirt, the latest in television entertainment news.
Hey there, GH fans. It's Belinda from Soap Dirt, and I want to talk about Lois Cirillo and what is next for her. Initially, you know, Rena Sofer came back at showrunner Frank Valentini's invitation for a short run, but things have changed, and it seems she is sticking around. Let's dig into what that means and whether a hot new romance is headed Lois's way on the ABC soap. Please subscribe, and now let's talk about it. If you watch the opening credits, you'll note that they change, you know, from time to time, almost episodically. And Rena Sofer is on a lot of the credits as part of the opening cards. And as of a couple of months ago, she was in the section for recurring. I'm not sure if she's been upgraded to contract or she's going to stay on recurring. And we're just seeing so much of her because of BLQ's wedding. But I feel like General Hospital is laying the groundwork to possibly keep her around. You know, this past week at BLQ's bridal shower, Lois really impressed Maxie Jones with her in-depth knowledge of Deception's roster of products. Plus, Lois is a customer who uses their face creams and that Deceptor beauty device. So I feel like that conversation wasn't for nothing, and I really feel like a very overwhelmed Maxie might hire Lois to help with her insane workload. And if Lois Cirillo is staying and she lands a job at Deception, to me, it seems like the next step should be a little, you know, romantic action for her. With that in mind, I want to talk about her prospects of who she could date, who's a good age match for her, who's single, whose temperament might fit her, somebody she might be compatible with. So if you don't remember, I mean, it's been a minute since she was on. Lois's romantic history on General Hospital isn't that deep. It isn't that busy. She's not one of those characters that has slept with every guy around. She fell hard for Eddie Main and married him. And then she found out he was really Ned Ashton. He wasn't using his Quartermain last name back then. Later, they had divorced, then they remarried. And the only other love interest she had of sorts was devastatingly dashing and dangerous Lorenzo Alcazar. They had kind of a flirtmance thing, and then they had a one-night stand. And man, I would love to see Ted King back on General Hospital as Alcazar, but I don't think it's happening. I keep hearing rumors because Ted was over on Bold and the Beautiful, and then his role dropped back to just very rare. So of course we'll see. I would love that. But for now, Alcazar is not in the running. He's not somebody I considered simply because he's just not around. But I have five other hot prospects I think could be really interesting romantic partners for the lovely Lois of Bensonhurst. Let's talk about him. So the first one I want to mention is the very tall and handsome and oh so muscly Drew Kane. I mean, when his shirt just sprang open when Nina Reeves grabbed it, wow. Cameron Matheson must have been doing some serious chest work before he did those scenes. I swear he had a C cup, maybe a D cup worth of, you know, pectoral muscles looking so delicious. So right away, you can see what Lois would see in him. I think we all saw it. Plus, she has spent time around Drew recently because he is a Quartermain. He is living at the mansion, if I recall correctly. And that means Lois knows him. She's comfortable around him. She's heard good things about him from all the Quartermains, I'm sure. And what's not to like? Tall, handsome, wealthy, smart, you know, recently paroled. The downside is he's been getting frisky with naughty Nina Reeves, but I'm certain that the Qs would much rather that he dated Lois than Nina. I think they could be a very fun pairing. They're both pretty high energy, fun-loving people. I think it'd be cute. So the next person I have to mention, of course, is Drew's troublesome twin, Jason Morgan. He's also single, and both Steve Burton and Laura Wright said they don't expect GH to pair them romantically. Instead, they seem to be tipping Carly toward Jagger. As for Jason, there's been no romantic spark with anyone that I've noticed since his return almost 2 months ago. Liz and Sam are both in serious relationships. Carly's in the friend zone. So that means Jason is available for all intents and purposes. And I know he and Lois, they should know each other quite well because they have both been in Sunny Corinthos' circle for years, decades, honestly. And Jason is just as tall, handsome, wealthy, and muscly yummy as his twin Drew. course, he's got that mobbed up past and the FBI on his tail. But then again, Lois doesn't mind a little adventure and trouble. So I could totally see a vibe happening there. It could be really fun. Speaking of Sonny and people in his orbit, you know, he is officially single as of this week. Also, Sonny's estranged wife, Nina Reeves, freaked out on Ava Jerome. She raged at her once she figured out Ava wants Sonny for herself. And she just went ahead and signed those divorce papers, sent back her rings. Ava's got the papers in her hands to give to Sonny. The problem is Ava wants to be the one in his bed. That being said, I am 190% certain that everybody that cares about Sonny would much rather see him with Lois Cirillo than with Nina or with Ava. And don't forget, Lois and Sonny have a friendship going back a long time from when they all lived in Brooklyn. So they know each other very well since their teens or earlier. And, you know, friendship's a good foundation for a relationship. I could totally see Sonny and Lois vibing, and I think Olivia would appreciate that. All right, now let's talk about a returnee to Port Charles, John Jagger Cates. I racked my brain because I wasn't remembering an overlap, and I even went back to look at their IMDb pages to confirm. I don't think Jagger and Lois overlapped back in the day when Antonio Sabato Jr. was in the role. They may have just a little around 1994, but not enough to really matter. No significant storylines together. They're functionally strangers to each other. I'm sure they've heard each other's names, but, you know, let's face it, Jagger's a hunk. And right now, he is developing an interest in Carly Spencer, but that's a huge conflict of interest. You know, he's blackmailing Jason to make him work undercover by threatening to prosecute Carly under RICO statutes. So the whole thing is sketchy, but he and Lois could have a good time without any conflicts of interest. And it could be a case of like mother, like daughter. Her daughter, Brooklyn, is with lawman Chase, so it could be fun if Lois was also dating a lawman. And of course, Jagger is easy on the eyes. He's tall, blonde, blue-eyed, just a babe. And I think they would make a very nice-looking couple. She's got those blue eyes, too, with that black hair. Gorgeous. All right, I saved the best for last. The last guy I want to talk about is handsome, age-appropriate, single, and also just enough trouble to be terribly enticing for someone like Lois. And don't forget, Lois is all about music and musicians. She fell for Ned when he was Eddie Main because of his stage presence. This man that I'm talking about is also very musically inclined. And if you haven't guessed it yet, I'm talking about Valentin Cassadine. We all watched his swoon-worthy performances at the Nurses' Ball. That man is magic behind a microphone. He can play piano. He can sing. He's devilish. He's handsome. He's wealthy. And how could you not fall under his spell? And with him running Pikeman, I doubt he and Anna are going to be rekindling their romance anytime soon. And Nina is getting closer to Drew while she's still pining after Sonny. So I don't see her and Valentin getting back together. Not yet. I think Valentin could use someone fun like Lois in his life because he's always busy doing spy things and doing life or death drama. She might be just a breath of Brooklyn fresh air that he needs. Let me know what you think. Would you like to see Lois paired with Drew, Jason, Sonny, Jagger, Valentin, or someone else entirely? I don't have Ned down as an option because he's married to her bestie and they are very happy. So just by the way. All right, drop your comments. Please subscribe if you haven't, and definitely come back soon. We're here talking General Hospital 7 days a week. And as always, this is Belinda from Soap Dirt.
Thank you for being a loyal listener. Follow us wherever you get your podcast, because you don't want to miss the next episode. Soap Dirt is on all the major podcast platforms, including Apple Podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more.